This is KERA News. A program designed to bring nurses into the homes of vulnerable first-time moms is underutilized in North Texas. While the appointment with that nurse might be free, women living in poverty say follow-up medical care is often too expensive. A North Texas hospital is trying to change that.
Nurse Evie Bardette steps out of the cold and into Jasmine Villatoro's warm Dallas apartment. They sit under a framed picture of the Last Supper. Villatoro pulls out a giant binder filled with notes.
The other day, I wanted to ask you.
She's just a couple of weeks away from her due date and wants to be prepared. Her last pregnancy ended in a miscarriage.
My stomach was starting to get tight.
Okay. Bardette spends the next hour answering all of Villatoro's questions. And there are lots.
When I go to the doctor, they just go by really, really fast. And so sometimes I have questions that I don't understand, but I'm glad that, I have Evie, that she prepares me so that I'm fully aware.
That's just one of the goals of what's known as the Nurse Family Partnership. The program helps vulnerable first-time moms during their pregnancies and the postpartum phase. It's also designed to support them and their babies during infancy and early childhood.
These nurses often are, if not the only, one of the few people that are in these young moms' corner.
Kate Rose Marcus is the CEO of WINGS, a Dallas nonprofit that helps low-income women. WINGS is the largest administrator of the Nurse Family Partnership in Texas.
The data shows that without support like this, the incidences of low birth weight are so much higher, which leads to infant illness and mortality. The incidences of complicated pregnancies and health risks for the mom are so much higher without this program.
9 out of 10 women who participate in the Nurse Family Partnership in Texas deliver full-term, healthy-weight babies. However, Parkland's Vice President of Nursing, Marjorie Quint Boussed, says that the program doesn't always reach moms in the southeast part of Dallas County, where the maternal mortality rate is among the highest in the country.
We do know that Texas has struggles with maternal mortality higher than others in the nation, and most predominantly impacting African-American women.
Hi, Cody. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Ashley Bradley is a nurse who has been covering Southeast Dallas County for several years. She says it's hard to keep new moms in the program, since most are the primary breadwinners for their families.
They need to make money, which is most important. We do everything we can to work with them. Sometimes we'll go meet them on their lunch break.
But that's not always an option, which is why a lot of mothers in Southeast Dallas County drop out of the program. The cost of medical care is a problem, too. Most maternal deaths in Texas happen more than 60 days postpartum. And Parkland's Marjorie Quint Boussed says that's when moms with pregnancy Medicaid lose their coverage. 60 days after giving birth.
Cardiovascular disease, it just doesn't go away because you've delivered. And so if you don't have insurance or a funding source, it's really not a good choice because they cannot afford it.
That's why Parkland is covering health care for new moms for 12 months after they deliver as an extension of the Nurse Family Partnership. Quint Boussed couldn't say how much that would cost, but medications for chronic conditions like hypertension are not particularly expensive, especially compared to ER visits or even emergency surgery.
Make sure we're getting an accurate reading.
For women like Jasmine Villatoro, a nurse coming to her house means care, attention, and peace of mind.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell my husband it's time to go to the hospital and, have baby in my arms.
And knowing her medical care is guaranteed during those uncertain months ahead means she can put all her energy into bonding with baby. In Dallas, I'm Sujatha Dand.